Today's episode is brought to you by DB. DB is a Scandinavian brand that makes backpacks and bags to help people on the move stay ready for anything. From the streets to peaks, DB's gear is travel tested by some of the best world athletes, adventurers, and creators. Over the past decade, DB has designed and developed, released, and refined the best bags in the market. With DB's patented hookup system, you are able to attach smaller products to your backpack, roller, or tote. We are teaming up with DB to exclusively offer our listeners 10% off your next purchase by using the code POD10 or going to the link in our show notes. DB, it's time to move on and time to get going. Hey guys, so welcome back to the show. So in today's episode, this is a solo episode and we are going to be talking about consistency and not just like, I don't know, I feel like it sounds so weird to just say talk about consistency, but I think we're going to talk overall relate when it comes to business and also more about social media aspect, and I think that's very important. There's definitely, I'm going to connect it to more when it comes to also quality as well. But I think I do want to make another episode when it comes to quality over quantity. I think that will be something that we can talk about later on. I didn't realize how big it could have been until I started doing a little bit of research and everything with consistency, quality, quantity. So I thought I could put them in a separate episode. So this episode is more going to be about consistency in business, social media, in life. So I feel like that's very important, and it is something that we sometimes underestimate, the power of consistency. Anyway, so before that, let's talk a little bit of update. I want to record this because I feel like sometimes, you know, we try so hard that, or like sometimes we are faking so much that like, oh my god, everything is going so well, I'm doing great, it is fine. But I feel like sometimes it is okay to also accept that, you know, like you could be trying so hard or you could be doing so much, just a lot, I guess, then like it's just not there. Like it's happening, but just not there, or you're just not getting that satisfactory result or feeling that you hoped that you would. This is so like vague or hypothetical, but I think in my case it's more about like, I feel like, you know, maybe this is just my issues, I guess, but I feel like it's something that like maybe some people go through too, so it's important to share, I guess. You know, I feel like once you get used to a certain routine, and that's why it's important that like I'm mentioning in this episode the consistency, like we are just like human of the nature, you know, like we get so used to that routine and we like that routine in a certain way. I don't know. I just maybe like, I guess it makes sense for us. I'm not just talking about like doing the same things every single day, but also like dealing with the same people, or I don't know, dealing with similar projects with the same people or similar concepts, or the way that you know your work and life balance is going to be similar, right? As soon as I feel like that changes, then you're like, wait, like what is going on? You know, what is happening? I don't know. I just feel like it's just such a weird feeling. I'm not even just mentioning this about just the management. I know I mentioned that in one of the episodes, but I'm also mentioning more about the publicist that I was working with, and like how he, like, I don't know, like he did not respond to me for like quite a bit. Then like turns out he was like out somewhere like in the mountains that he didn't have service. Like, okay, I don't know. I mean, I'm just like, I was just so confused because I'm like, I'm technically your client. So, I mean, I don't even know why I'm saying technically. It's just, I feel like I'm just so nice with people sometimes. Like, I am your client. So, like, in case if I reached out to you, you should just be like, oh, I'm out of town, or I don't know, send a blast email that, like, if you can't reach out to me, you know, if it's urgent, like, wait, I don't know, something like that. Because I waited and I couldn't reach out to him, then I had to reach out to someone else who was in the company, which was, I mean, it wasn't a good experience. Like, I didn't want to go through with that. But other thing was, like, I needed to get through something, and like, I am working on certain projects for myself, so I'm not gonna wait around someone else's time. You see my point, right? Like, I don't know, it was just so weird. Now just like, I'm sort of done with that, and now I'm like, I need to do something else. But like, do I trust this company? Should I work with them? I mean, I guess the company itself is not bad, but like, person, like, I don't know. I mean, it's just a weird way of thinking about it, like that, like you had like the structure. I don't know, I had the structure with this guy that like, we would like get in, get into a call like every 2 weeks or so, and talk about what I have been up to, and then, you know, work on like what publications or what companies, what like publications that I can work with essentially, or what he can suggest, and like based on the ranking and like what I want to do and stuff like that. I don't know, I just felt like he felt like a good person, like not like that, but like he felt like a good business person. I don't know what I'm trying to say here, but what I'm just saying, like, I feel like I kind of relied on him, then it's just like disappearing, and like he like never even like asked anything, because I feel like sometimes, you know, like it's not like he did this for a favor, you know, like I paid him, you know. So I'm just trying to understand that, like, what is going on with people? Like, they're just too busy to give it. Not even giving a shit. It's more like checking on their clients, or like they just don't care. Like, I just don't know. Or maybe he's not making enough money from me that like he's like, oh, like screw you, I'm gonna find someone else. Like, I don't know what's going on. Anyways, I feel like ever since then, you know, that like he like that happened with the publicist. Then, you know, my agent left, you know, now I'm like in the process of changing the management. Like, great. Love these changes. Now, like, I have been dealing with some of the collaborations that my agent left behind, which is fine. Like, I am doing it. It is cool. Like, I'm not, I mean, I feel like I was used to it, you know, doing shit by myself, but it's more like, like, she dealt with it in the beginning. Now I'm picking up some of the things that she left. I don't know. It's just not great, you know? Sometimes I feel like, I think I said this to, like, someone else, like, one of my friends in the beginning of the week, that, like, I feel like an orphan child when it comes to this. It's, like, it's just because, like, you know, like, I relied on someone in the beginning. Then, like, you know, she had to take another opportunity, which is fine, you know? Like, it wasn't anything against me, like we had a great work relationship, and now it's just more like I relied on someone, but now I have to rely back onto myself again. This is like, sometimes I think about it, I'm just like, when I rely on people, like I don't even rely on them that much. Like, it's more like I'm relying on them for seriously work, like for not for my fucking life, but for work. Then they turned out to be unreliable. Then, like, when the next person that I have to deal with, I'm like, can I count on you? Like, I don't know. Can I? Like, I that's like my life, like story of my life. Like, every single people that like sometimes like I work with is that like they just disappear and move on to something else. Again, that's life. You know, shit happens. But it's more like I am the one staying consistent with shit, and they just like change. Like, even sometimes, like, I'm gonna conclude with that because I feel like I'm going on a rant here, but like some brands that I work with, like I like know the PR person or the marketing manager, then I have been working with them for multiple times, then like then all of a sudden someone else contacts me from that company that about working with me, then I was like, what happened to the other girl, or what happened? I was working with this girl, like, or this person, and they're like, oh, they left the company, or like, I'm doing this. Like, I know some of them that I really appreciate with those people that like, they actually, when they were leaving the company, they send like this entire blast email that like, oh, I'm leaving in case like, you know, you need to reach out to me, or like need to know, like, or like, you know, just gonna contact me or keep in touch. Just wanted to let you know. Like, that's such a like thoughtful thing to send, because like, you know, especially if you work with them, like if you work once or twice, it's totally fine, but like if you work with them for quite a bit or quite a few years, like I don't know. I feel like sometimes people rely on you, you know? Like, I feel like we are people. We are not machines. This whole thing is, like, could be a business, but, like, businesses are mostly based on relationships, and you need to keep those relationships. It's not just be like, oh, bye, like, I'm moving on to another company. Like, screw you, you know? Like, I just feel like that's just such a fucked up thing to do, you know? Like, I feel like it's at least good to just, like, tell people that, like, I am no longer with this company, or I'm no longer doing this. I just didn't want to, you know, rely on you. It's like, sometimes I feel like it feels very similar way, like, with relationships. Like, you just keep going on and on, then, like, all of a sudden you just drop everything and leave. Then someone else has to pick up the slacks or pick up the pieces, and that person is, like, you know, the other side, and, like, they're probably going through some shit. I guess that's what I'm going through today. That's it. I mean, this could be, like, combination of a lot of, like, things today that, like, that's why I'm being this negative. But it's more that, like, maybe, like, I don't know, I didn't get enough sleep. I'm getting some, like, more feedbacks from brands to submit another revision. I don't know. That's just what it is today. Okay, that was a little update. This was just, I guess, reminder that, like, in case you are feeling down or thinking that, like, things are not going so well, you're not alone. So we are all in the same boat. So yeah, let's get into today's episode. So being consistent is essentially key to the business success, and also just, like, success in your social media or whatever you are really up to. Because as I have mentioned this before, and I think this is very, very important, being consistent is really allows you to establish awareness around yourself, your business. It could literally be applied to anything. And it just really helps you to build trust and deliver things the way that people are expecting. And that's why, like, you know, some businesses fail and some businesses don't. And that's why some things on social media, like, works out and some don't. You know, that's just one of the things. Like, there's a very perfect example why, like, some of these chains, like, they work so well. I mean, we could be super honest. Like, I don't want to hurt anyone's feelings, and I'm a big Starbucks and Dunkin' drinker. I like both of them, honestly. It doesn't matter. I just hate Dunkin', but I feel like Dunkin's coffee has gotten better. What I'm just trying to say is, like, we can all agree. Don't come at me in the reviews, but Starbucks and Dunkin' Donuts, they both don't have, like, greatest coffee. Like, their coffee is mediocre. Like, it's okay. I feel like at the best it's mediocre. It's not even that good, but it's good-ish, you know? Like, it's okay. People don't go there for quality. Like, even most people, when they try to say they go to Starbucks for quality, realistically, we are not. I feel like deep down that we know we are not going there for quality, but sometimes we don't want to admit it, which is okay, you know, but that's what this podcast is for. So anyways, yeah, we are essentially going there because Dunkin' or Starbucks, they're very similar. Dunkin' is slightly different because some of them are franchises, but most of the time Starbucks is, like, they are very consistent with their branding, packaging, the way they serve drinks, and most importantly, the way that, like, your drinks taste. Like, 90-95% of the time it's consistent. There are occasions that, don't get me wrong, like, I have had iced Americanos that I expected it to be to taste the same. It didn't, or it had less shot, or it was watery, less ice. I don't know. Like, they had, like, possible, I don't know, errors, but that also happens with every business, everything in life. But all I'm just saying is, like, overall, it did have this consistency overall. So that's what I feel like people expect from Starbucks. And that's why it become so popular. I mean, there are definitely other aspects to Starbucks. You know, we can talk about that in another topic. But, like, long story short, Starbucks became really famous because they copied this idea from Italy. Because in Italy, they had coffee shops that people go and, like, stay and do work and stuff. There was no such thing like that in you know, America, then, you know, that's how the Starbucks was born in America. That's not the point. But what I'm just saying is, like, that's how the brand is thriving. It's not thriving because of the quality of coffee. When we even look deep into most brands, honestly, it is very sad to say, oh my God, I'm going so sappy. It's not never about the quality. Like, it's not. Like, there are some brands that, like, that have greatest quality. But when you look deep into it, their quality isn't the best, or they're not known because of their quality. They're known because of their branding, as I have talked about in one of the episodes, so you can definitely go check it out. Branding is so important. But they're also known because of their consistency. And consistency could be in a lot of things, like I mentioned in this Starbucks, you know, Dunkin' Donuts, but it could be also other things. Like, you know, when you buy something from, like, Amazon, right? Like, I mean, I guess before it was like Amazon Prime, you were expecting 2 days. Again, that's consistency. It's almost like embedded into your brain. You're thinking that, like, if I order something from Amazon, it's gonna come in 2 days. And nowadays it's like, it's gonna come in 1 day. It's almost like embedded into your brain. That is the consistency they have to keep up. I mean, yeah, there are some things that you cannot do 2 days, but I'm just trying to say, like, that's their branding that they are trying to achieve, right? There are so many other things that could be the possibility, but that's essentially what this is about. Like, that's how businesses thrive, and that's how they essentially gain more customers over and over. There is very similar aspects to social media as well that I'm going to mention. I feel like I have mentioned this a couple times, actually, whenever I talk to people, I guess. And one time, actually, when I was doing this lecture at Parsons, that's why I mentioned this too. Same thing also applies to, like, social media as well. You have to be very consistent. Most of the time, I feel like Instagram is, I guess, definitely a different story when it comes to certain things. But, like, YouTube, TikTok, I feel like even Instagram, some part of Instagram is, like, applies to, is, like, people like repetitive shit. But not just repetitive shit, it's more like people like consistency. Like, repetitive is definitely another thing, you know, to we can discuss more. But, like, more important, like, focus, I guess, keyword in here is, like, consistency. People like to see you when they want to see you, I guess, right? But, like, if you keep posting every single day, and if you have been doing that for a while, right? But all of a sudden, then you just stop posting, I don't know, week or so. I mean, yeah, people are might not gonna give shit, you know. People just don't give a shit overall. You know, honest opinion. But when you start posting, right, after that break, people are gonna be like, who the fuck are you? Like, why are you posting? Like, you know, because you lost that track. Like, I always say this, and I'm sure a lot of people said this too, is like, social media is like a job, you know, like that you're showing up to the job. And this is like the very similar aspect to, like, you're consistent with your job. You know, you show up Monday through Friday, you know, doing your job, right? Very similar thing is applied to social media. You have to be very consistent with when you're posting. I'm not saying that, like, you need to be posting every single day. No. Unless it applies to you. But again, sometimes it doesn't. Like, it really depends. Like, you have to think about all of the algorithm shit. Again, also, you have to think about the bigger picture and the goal for yourself. Is your goal to gain more followers? Is your goal to make more, like, have sales? Or is, like, what is your goal, you know? Because you can still be making sales from few posts a week. But someone who wants to grow followers, you might have to post every day. It really depends. I'm just saying, it really depends on your goal. But the goal is to, like, I mean, what I'm trying to come at is, like, you just have to be consistent with what you're trying to do. Are you posting every day? Stick to that. Post every day. I know it's very hard to keep up. I'm even saying this to myself. Like, I probably, like, on Instagram, I'm so inconsistent because, quite frankly, it has been so hard. But that's another topic to talk about. But, like, try to stick to it. Are you posting every other day? Do it every other day. Try to do that. Like, just stick to it, because people like that consistency. similar, very similar aspect is like applies to so many other things in our lives that like we don't even realize it. It's like a machine, literally a machine. And in order to like the machine, in order to work efficiently, you have to be, I don't know, doing the same shit over and over. It sounds like, I don't know, it sounds boring, and it sounds something like that, like you're like, Merce, why are we like saying this? Because it doesn't really, it doesn't help me with my creativity or whatever. And the truth is like, being consistent and being creative, they're almost like polar opposite shit, because in order to be creative, sometimes you might have to take breaks. You might have to, I don't know, do some other things to get to that point, versus being consistent is never about the work that you're doing. It's more about the doing the same thing and showing the same thing over and over and to the exact point that you could possibly do. That's the way that, like, I guess it relates to. And like, there are other things that comes to the, you know, consistency that I'm going to mention right now, like that, like, it's not just about the quality. It's also when it comes, it's also about the branding, you know, I have mentioned this in the episode, right? Like the, your visual brand, the color, images, the fonts, like if you stay consistent with that, sometimes like I am the biggest, like, I don't know. I guess, like, I don't know. I feel like I'm the biggest example for this one. Man, I don't know. Whenever I started, like, designing and everything, like, I would love the design, right, first. Then I wanted to keep that design, right? Then maybe after a couple months, 6 months, I'm like, oh, this sucks. I hate it. I want to change it. It's old. Well, technically, you know, you can always do rebranding, right? But, like, you can't just keep rebranding your brand over and over. You can rebrand, I don't know, once in a while. Like, I mean, like, once in a blue moon. That's what I meant. Not all the time. So you have to, as much as you don't like that font or you don't like that color or whatever, you should be sticking to it for a while. That's why it's important to pick those colors or stuff very carefully in the beginning so you can stick to it. There's another example to it that I'm going to mention. Like Emma Chamberlain, she has a coffee company called Chamberlain Coffee. So when she first launched it, it was like a, you know, okay design and like logo and the packaging and everything. But it wasn't as funky, as cute, as like colorful as her. And she... I mean, this company was like running for, I don't know, maybe a year and a half or maybe 2 years, right? Maybe a year and a half, I don't know. But maybe close to 2 years. Anyways, that's not the case. What I'm trying to say is like at that, like the first 2 years, she didn't do any rebranding or any sort of new branding. It was all that coffee that she was just trying to get that coffee out in the world. That was her goal. Staying to that same consistency schedule. Constantly promoting her brand, constantly, but she didn't touch any of the branding or anything like that. She stayed consistent to that, and then she did a rebranding, and now that rebranding still sticks to it. Like it's that changed the color, changed the font, actually it changed the font a little bit, not even that much, but mostly added more colors to match to her personality and the brand. But mostly she stayed consistent with what she was trying to achieve. She didn't do that much. Most of the time, this sounds so boring. Trust me, I know. But you have to stick to that. Because whenever people see those things, they're like, oh my God, okay, that's Chamberlain Coffee. Or that's this brand, that's whatever. Because you're very consistent with your branding. And again, this comes to more about branding. But I'm just saying it's also about the consistency. You have to stick to it. And, you know, there are similar things like Louis Vuitton. Like, do you know, like, sometimes you see the brands, right? And there's some of their logos is like, yeah, they're a little bit evolved, but they haven't changed. Like Starbucks logo or like Louis Vuitton's logo. Or, I don't know, there's so many brands' logo. They pretty much stay the same. they might have changed just a little bit, because maybe in the beginning, most of the time, and we can be very realistic about this, as I know this from my experience, most of the time when you first start a brand and when you first make a logo, it's not going to be the greatest. It's most likely going to be very simple. As you evolve, you might come up with a better design or better logo that you will stick to. But most likely that second or third version is going to be the one you're going to stick to. But it's going to happen within the first couple of years in the business. Same thing with Gymshark. Like, it had like this different logo in the beginning. Then they switched to this shorter version, because before this was literally like a shark logo. I mean, now there is still a shark, but more simplified version. And they're going to stick to that probably for a very, very long time. Probably forever, I guess. I'm just saying, like, it evolves, but you have to do it very gradually, and you're staying very consistent with it. You just have to make a plan, you know? You cannot just be like, oh, well, I want to be creative. I'm going to disrupt everything. Even disrupting that, you have to have a plan and be consistent with it. Like, there is a way that people did it. I have an example for this. Like, Taylor Swift, I think one time when she was dropping her album, I don't know if it was 1989 or it was the other album. I forgot. I'm not a Swiftie. But all I'm just saying is, like, she literally deleted all her pictures, or maybe I archived it, I guess, on Instagram, right? And she even deleted her profile picture and everything. And everyone was like, oh my God, what the fuck? Like, what's going on? Like, so she was about to drop a new album, right? But she was building this anticipation. And ever since she, like, mentioned that she's dropping, and she stayed very consistent, or her team stayed very consistent by posting about it every single day or every other day, I think, until the day that album dropped. See, very consistent. They had a plan. They didn't just be like, because with this plan or with the consistency, you can't just be like, well, I want to change things. I'm just going to delete everything and post one thing. You have to have a plan. Like, they had a plan. They didn't just be like, I'm going to wipe out all the pictures and stuff I have in here, post one picture and just promote my album. Like, it doesn't work like that. You have to have a plan, because otherwise you're going to put yourself in like danger of generating high amounts of like debt or potentially going out of business. You have to understand that like this plan is going to work, and not even just going to work, is understand that like this is going to work with what you're trying to do, and you have to stick to it. Again, because if you delete it, right, or if you archive all of your photos, then you post one thing, then you're like, oh, I don't like it, I'm gonna go back to it. That looks very unprofessional and very inconsistent. Like, I know, I keep saying this, and like, I'm pretty sure most of you guys are gonna be like, Merce, stop saying it. It's like, it is so boring. Yes, very boring. It just makes sense, though. Like, people want it to make sense. Like, people just want to see similar things and the things that they have seen it before to understand the concept. And that's why, you know, you kind of have to analyze the result of your efforts from your consistency or the times that you were inconsistent, and understand what, you know, what happened and what changed. Like, another example I'm going to mention is that, like, you know, like running an ad right nowadays, or, you know, running an ad or running a social media overall, you know, you can do it for a couple days, right? You might not see much from that because, you know, it's a couple days. It hasn't been consistent. You have to be running it for a while. Like, I don't know, maybe a month or so to see what's going on, to see some efforts from that campaign or stuff like that, right? It's this very similar thing when it comes to social media and business too. You have to be doing it for a while to understand, to see if this is going to work or not. It's just about staying consistent to it and working towards it. And the sad thing is, like, sometimes we don't want to admit it. And it's so sad that some people don't want to admit it. I feel like I have already gotten used to it. I just don't care anymore. Then we first start, it's always zero, you know? Zero sales, zero people, zero subscribers, I don't know, zero members, right? But it doesn't matter if it is zero, like, it's zero in the first day, or second day is zero, third day is zero, fourth day is zero. you need to, you can't just be like, oh, it's zero anyways, why do I do it, you know, why should I keep posting it, it's like no one is listening or no one is doing it. You have to, because more you do it, more you're going to, like, people are going to find you. It's all about staying consistent to it. Like, there are times that in this podcast, like, when I first started, I was like, I don't know, maybe I have like 10 listeners. Like, I didn't rely so much on social media. Even nowadays, like, I don't even post so much about, like, my podcast. I used to post almost every week that, like, guys, go listen to the podcast. Now I don't. Like, I rely mostly on here and sometimes my guests, but mostly here. Like, word of mouth, I guess. And I'm okay with it. Like, I'm just saying, though, like, it's just gonna take time. And you need to be focusing more on the efforts over long time, not just, like, a few days to understand it, because consistency doesn't work like that. Consistency is more about hard work and long work, you know? Like, it's gonna be a long, long journey to understand, to see what is working and what is not working for you. And lastly, you will have to, you know, consider the changes that you're going to make when it comes to consistency. Because there's one thing that I want to clarify, and this will be the last thing that I'm going to say about consistency. I feel like I literally repeated this word so many times. But consistency doesn't mean that, like, do the same, I don't know, stupid shit, or the same, I don't know, same thing that, like, you think is doing bad over and over. Yeah, you should be doing it over and over until you find the perfect solution to it. Like, there could be an example. Like, let's just say for your social media, right? You have been doing this, I don't know, posting these videos. I have an example from my actual podcast account. Like, you have been posting these videos, right? And you're like, oh, I have been posting it for a while, right? But you have been posting it for a while, like, not just, like, a couple days. Like, you have been posting it maybe for, like, 6 months, 3 months. You're like, well, I don't, like, it's not getting the same interaction, or it's not getting the attention or the value that you were expecting. That means it's time for a change. Like, you can make a change. Doesn't mean that you shouldn't. But once you make a change, like, as soon as you made that change, stick to that change for quite a bit. Because I think the biggest problem people face is, like, once they make a change, and sometimes they make a change in that sporadic period of time, and they just do it so quickly, like, very, very quick, and then you don't even realize it, that, like, you actually don't like it anymore, then you want to go back to it, and that makes it look so unprofessional, and people are kind of like, wait, what the fuck happened? It's almost like this. And this is the example I'm gonna end it with. I guess I like Starbucks more. So if you go to Starbucks, right, and someone gives you this, I don't know, coffee or iced coffee, I guess, in, like, a different cup, right? Like, not their regular cups. Then the next day you come in, they bring it to the old cup. You're like, what the fuck happened? You know, you're, like, so confused. Like, I know, even this weird thing is, like, actually even the Starbucks now change their lids for their ice drinks, but they did it so that you don't have to use straw so much. It's like a sippy cup, but they stick to that. Almost everywhere at Starbucks, it's just sippy cups. Yeah, they made that change. That I'm not saying that they are not going to make change, but they're going to stick to that for a while. Although I have a lot of complaints about that, but I'm just saying they're going to stick to that, because that is the consistency that they signed up for, and that has to stay for a long time. Alright guys, so that was the episode for today, and I hope this makes sense. I just wanted to bring some real life examples to the consistency that we sometimes kind of underestimate and we don't really pay attention, but I feel like it is so important to actually look at these details to understand how we can stay consistent with our brand or social media so we can succeed in our dreams. Please don't forget to rate us on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts. And I'll see you guys next week with another episode. Bye, guys.